The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And I am coming to you on this Friday, October 9th. It's looking a little stormier outside. Perhaps our fall weather really has settled in. Don't know about you, but I am ready for this weekend. As you're getting ready for this weekend, remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way. And you can also visit the United Way online at wa211.org. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Go to knockouttheflu.org to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news today starts with the governor, who has extended the residential eviction moratorium through December 31st. Rent is not waived, and tenants will still be responsible for any rent owed to landlords, but tenants may not be evicted for failure to pay rent. This is an extension of the moratorium that was set to expire this month. The governor has also issued safety guidelines for behavioral health facilities, long-term youth inpatient programs, and residential treatment facilities, bringing them into alignment with rules issued for long-term care facilities. The new rules allow for visitation to occur between residents and family members, subject to the use of all appropriate safety and health protocols. This proclamation extends until November 9th. Washington youth who aged out of extended foster care programs at age 21 this year are now eligible for between $100 and $800 a month for each month that they have been out of foster care through October. This is in order to support their housing stability. Applicants can email dcyf.adolescentprograms@dcyf.wa.gov before November 13th, or they can call Sherry Flores at 360-489-5280. The Department of Children, Youth, and Family Services is also waiving co-payments for all families receiving child care subsidies through the end of December 2020. Anyone with questions about co-payments for child care subsidies can call the child care provider line at 1-800-394-4571, or you can email providerhelp@dcyf.wa.gov. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction is strongly encouraging families with students in public schools to see if they qualify to apply for free and reduced-priced school meal programs. While all students may access free meals through the end of December, students will need to have completed free and reduced meal applications in order to keep receiving them for the rest of the academic school year in 2021. Students who qualify may also access other supports, such as college application fee waivers and free and reduced rates, help drive funding, and other supports for schools. The application process is confidential with no citizenship requirements, and immigration status is not requested nor disclosed. Households that experience a change in income can apply even if students previously were not eligible earlier this year. Tacoma families can visit tacomaschools.org/departments/nutrition to fill out an electronic application. And they can also call 253-571-3370 or email nutritionservices@tacoma.k12.wa.us. Families in other districts should contact their school nutrition services departments for guidance. Our regional news for today includes the University of Washington and Fred Hutchinson Center. The University of Washington and Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. They are recruiting patients for a Regeneron antibody trial. Individuals who have been exposed to the coronavirus or who are living with someone who has it and who are interested in participating in this trial can call 206-773-7129. Evergreen students enrolled in fall quarter can apply for Federal CARES Act funds through the college, which has $500,000 available to help students purchase computers and software, pay for internet access, and more. Information and applications are available at evergreen.edu/financial aid. There will be a free walk-up and drive-through childhood vaccine and family flu shot clinic tomorrow, October 10th, at the Showwear Center on James Street in Kent. Any community member over the age of 4 can get flu shots. Any child needing standard vaccines, including Tdap, Dtap, MMR, Hep B, varicella, and polio, can receive them free of charge. Attendees should wear masks and have short sleeves. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reminding residents that as the pandemic presents unique challenges to emotional and behavioral health, you are not alone and help is available. For any emergency medical services, call 911. For the crisis line, you can call 800-273-8255, and veterans can press 1 for special veteran services. You can text 741741 and hit send to speak with the crisis line. A suicide lifeline is also available at 1-800-273-8255 or 1-800-273-TALK. A trans support lifeline for transgender individuals is available at 877-565-8860. The Trevor Project's line for LGBTQ support is 866-488-7386. Addiction recovery support lines are available at 866-789-1511, and treatment referrals are available at 877-726-4727. If any of these numbers came by too quick, you can always go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, and you can click on the title of any of our daily briefings and read the bulletins and updates that we are providing as part of the daily briefing. Families in need can pick up a 3-day supply of diapers once per month at one of the Help Me Grow Pierce County Diaper Banks. It's available for all residents of Pierce County. Locations can be found by visiting helpmegrowpierce.org/diaperbank. On to our Tacoma news. Tacoma's Rental Housing Assistance Program is back, with funds still available to help those who cannot afford part or all of their rent due to hardship caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Restrictions have been loosened, and some households are able to reapply for additional funds. The deadline to apply is October 12th. Learn more and apply at cityoftacoma.org/coronavirus. You can always dial 311 to get to the City of Tacoma's information line, and from there, you can ask for Tacoma Rental Housing Assistance Program. This week, the city manager presented her 2021-2022 proposed biennial budget, which can be viewed online at cityoftacoma.org/budget development. A virtual city council town hall will take place on October 21st to discuss it, and budget adoption is slated to occur in late November. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. Remember that there's a new location opening up starting next Tuesday at the Federal Way Aquatic Center. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend and next week's free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, October 10th, at Portland Avenue Park and at the Salishan Community Health Center. On Tuesday, October 13th, testing will be held at Salvation Army, located at 1110 South Puget Sound Avenue in Tacoma, and also at Pierce College Puyallup and at the Multicultural Child and Family Hope Center in Tacoma. On Wednesday, October 14th, testing will be held at the DuPont City Building at 1700 Civic Drive and at Pacific Lutheran University. On Thursday, October 15th, testing will take place at Fort Steilacoom Park in Lakewood and at the Washington State Fairgrounds Blue Lot in Puyallup. On Friday, October 16th, testing will be held at the Tom Taylor Family YMCA, at the Pierce County AIDS Foundation location in Tacoma, and at Tacoma Nazarene Church. For the Pierce County testing events, no ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Many testing events run all day from about 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but some are half-day events, so you should check tpchd.org/COVID test for exact times. And Community Healthcare, with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood, is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you are not a community healthcare patient. Call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment where you can then get set up for COVID-19 testing. I'm hoping that everyone is able to have a wonderful weekend and looking forward to bringing you more of the Daily Briefing on Monday, which will mark Indigenous Peoples Day, Dia de la Raza, or Columbus Day, as many people observe and mark that day. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number here is 253-330-8821. You can call us, you can text us, again, 330-8821. Love interacting with our listeners. Remember that if you missed any of the updates from today, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org. They'll be right there. Talk to you later.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.